Manx Radio Saturday Live Lounge, supported by Villa Gaiety. For the latest Watson information, visit villagaiety.com.
Because we're going to introduce our studio guests now, we've got Dan and Aileen and Rob from Clash Vuor. Fast am I? It's lovely to have you all here. It's been a while since we've chatted, and I'm delighted we are chatting to you because you have a new album. Aileen, what's it called?
It's called Pulled by the Stars.
Oh, it's a beautiful title. Is there a particular reason for that?
It's from a lyric in the final song, The Train the He, where we're imagining this train which is being... It's in the night and it's being pulled by the stars up into space.
Do you know, I'm intrigued by this because your lyrics and your songwriting, it is so varied. Like, there's so much going on in your songs, and some of them feel almost like a call to arms, and some of them feel like they're just sort of shouting about how amazing the Isle of Man is, and some of them more sort of visual references. Do the lyrics all come from you? Is it a collaborative thing?
Sometimes Brisha writes them, and when Brisha writes them, she tends to come with a complete song. When I write, I sometimes have a complete song, but other times it's just stuff I jam up, depending on, you know, Dave might come with a bass line and it might suggest something to me, and then that'll connect to something else, and then sometimes I end up with quite a bizarre range of influences, but they make a story in my head.
And you do play with words a lot, don't you? When I say words, of course, I mean Gaelic, the Manx language, because it's all in Manx, isn't it?
Usually. Sometimes they are, I suppose, what you might call macaronic songs, where I mix the languages. And it might be like somebody else's perspective. So something like in Ching, there's a section where a sort of couple are talking to each other in English.
Which we're going to hear in a little bit, not now, we'll hear it in a few minutes anyway. Rob, just tell me about as well, because another thing I love about Clash Vuor is that the different sounds that you put down, and you do like introducing all kinds of interesting sounds, don't you?
Yes, we've got a whole array there. I mean, I play the ukulele, and I put it through a lot of sound effects and things like that. Also, we have samples, vocal samples, and all sorts of things we can add in on the spur of the moment. Drones as well. We've got a drone in Hi Ho Home, which is quite a nice
one. We've always enjoyed collecting sounds, haven't we? So if we're out and about for a walk and you hear a funny thing like, you know, masts making a noise with ropes or gates whistling, then we'll get the phones out and record them.
So you can listen, if you listen very closely to some of the songs on this, you might hear sort of sound effects going on from around the island.
We used to do that in Moot as well years ago.
Yeah, which I remember Moot very well. Great stuff as well. Dan, I know you said you weren't that keen to talk, but I'm going to make you talk. I'm sorry. So Dan the drummer, I mean, it must be interesting for you, and it's a long time since we've spoken about this in the past, but it must be interesting for you pulling all this together with the different rhythms because there's so much variety.
It is. It's great fun. It's almost like a swatch. I'm trying to sort of every feel I can come up with. I've tried to get in there somewhere. The downside to that is that people. It makes it very difficult to pigeonhole the band. I'm not sure if that's a bad thing or not. But it could be argued that it's going in all directions. But it's a real treat for me to be able to put every influence I can think of into other songs.
Because you do like such a huge mix of music yourself, don't you?
Yeah, this is it. There's influences from all sorts of stuff. In Clash Vuor, which I like.
It's great because it is, as you've mentioned, so much of it is in the Manx language. But actually, I don't think you could call this a trad album, really, could you?
No, I don't think so. Sometimes we'll smuggle in a traditional tune. Sometimes because of the meaning of the original song it came from will be pertinent to the lyrics, and so we'll weave that in somewhere. But no, it's not traditional music at all.
And you have played it at L'Orient, haven't you? The music, big music festival to presumably thousands, because there's so many people that turn up at that festival. How was it received, Rob?
We started off the first gig, which is quite a nerve-wracking thing. It was 2,000 or 3,000 people in the crowd in front of us. It was just after they were sort of allowed to go to gigs following COVID, so they were all up for a really good time, and it was just incredible. Light show, dry ice, the whole lot. It was real, really good fun. So, and they seemed to enjoy it, and getting stopped the next day in the street by people talking to us, wanting to ask if we were the band, and Yes.
Well, superstars, you're superstars.
Just for a moment, it was very exciting.
And also representing the Isle of Man, which must make you very proud as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, very much so. Well, listen, we're going to hear one of the songs. I've chosen to play Mananin first, and I already wanted to play this because there is a story behind it, which we're going to hear, but it has also just been released today, hasn't it, which is exciting. Aileen, tell us the story behind this song.
Well, it's one of two songs on the album that came about in a collaboration with Anglin Buttermore, who was our original keyboard player, who we sadly lost. But the last jamming sessions that we had with him, Robert and I went round to his house and he played us two ideas he had for songs. And when he played us the keyboard line for this, it made me think of having a bumpy ride on the Mananin.
Oh, fantastic.
So I put the words from the traditional Manx song, Mananin Macalea, with a different tune to go together with this song.
So a new original melody, but inspired by a piano vamp from Anglin and with traditional words to it. So this is from Clash 4 and it's out today. So you can go and stream it now. This is Mananin.
Thank you.
Clash Vore from their new album. Beautiful. And while listening to that, Dan from the band who's here with us, who is the drummer in Clash Vore, Dan, you were saying, when you sent that off to be mixed and mastered, it came back a little bit different.
Indeed. We sent it off to a chap who David knows called Keith Angel, who plays with a band called the Angel Brothers. And he's in Yorkshire and has worked with some fairly esteemed people. And he's a great percussionist. And when he sent back the mix, it was absolutely bristling with percussion. It had cowbells, congas, timbales, everything chucked in there. But it sounded great. But I was concerned that maybe the whole album was going to end up sounding like Santana. So we did write to him very politely asking him to desist from quite so much percussion.
Yeah, but he did put
a couple of tiny bits on the rest of it. There's a shaker here and there, I noticed. But it's... But it's great. It's a great job, and on Manannan it sounds terrific. So we'll run with that.
Well, there's something really lovely about that, because he was clearly so kind of immersed in it and excited by it that he wanted to be part of it.
I think that's it. It's such a nice groove as a percussionist or a drummer. Yeah. You do want to play along with it, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is gratifying in itself.
Yeah. But it is as well. And and I was saying, Ellen, that there's some interesting sounds on there as well. I thought there was a synth sound, so I turned to Rob and said, oh, interesting synth sound, that. Not at all.
No, it's Dave on the guitar, usually playing
bass.
Yeah, yeah.
But finding interesting sounds on the guitar. We've talked about, obviously, the Manx language, and I am very, very happy to say that this beautiful booklet with the design by Bruno Kavlek on there, you've put the lyrics in, but you've also put the English in.
Yeah. The rest of the band actually asked for that. Those of them that don't speak Manx said they'd quite like to know what some of the songs were about.
And it's great, because as someone who's very much a learner, I was listening to it in the car thinking, oh, come on, Christy, you must know some of this. But now I can go back.
Absolutely.
And actually, so it could be a learning tool.
Yeah, yeah. That word that when you were telling us to come in earlier and I said
tar,
you'll find that features heavily in Tehi Tegi.
Oh, okay then. Which Tegi Tegi in itself is a folklore, isn't it? It's a story. Tell us about that.
She was a Manx witch, maybe, who apparently lured all the men of a village to their deaths in a river and then turned into either a wren or a bat, depending on the story, and flew away.
We do have some dark fairy tales, don't we?
I'm sure there was a good reason.
I'm sure there was. Yeah, I'm sure there was. So I'm going to ask a really basic question here, Rob, but I'm just intrigued. What is your favourite song on the album and why?
I actually like Tay Tay the best.
Oh, well, that worked well then, didn't it?
I don't know why. It's, I get to sing in it, which is always nice to sing. And, I just like it. It's got quite a intricate repeated chord sequence in it as well, which is fun to play. The challenge of playing and singing that at the same time is sort of, it's a good challenge, a good mental challenge. So yeah.
And you say playing, because of course there is this gig, there's the album launch, which sadly is sold out. It's at Noah at the end of the month, isn't it? So unfortunately sold out. But do you have lots of kit for that then? Do you have like a little console in front of you with all the different bits?
I have, yes, sound effects and pedals and all sorts, so I can press buttons to make, sounds come out and to adjust the sound of what I'm playing quite extensively. So yes, try to avoid sounding like what I'm actually making, if you know what I mean.
Oh, I love that. It's going to be a great night. So those of you who have tickets, I'm sure it's going to be brilliant. But there are going to be other gigs, aren't there, Aileen? So if people don't have tickets for that.
Yes, it's difficult with Jack, our keyboard player, being away at uni. So we have quite small windows of opportunity for gigging. But we'll probably try and slip another one in at Easter somewhere, but not quite sure where yet, a pop-up one. And then I think we've got one for Black Dog in Cruniacht Week. We've got down on the Deep South stage in the summer. And we've got a few lined up.
And we should mention Jack, really, because, of course, we mentioned that we did sadly lose Anglin in 2020. And so Jack, who is Dave's grandson,
that's right,
has stepped in, which they are big shoes to fill, but he's put his own slant on it, hasn't he?
He has,
really sort of run with it.
Yeah. And he's, although he's a lot younger than us, he's fits in great, doesn't he? He's very adaptable.
Yeah. And from your point of view as a drummer then, Dan, it must be really nice working with someone like Jack.
It's great. Yeah, he's a phenomenal player, and I don't know where to start with it. Really. It's great.
Because as we said, it's, you know, it's a difficult thing to do, and he has stepped up and really sort of done a great job on it. Well, listen, Dan, since I'm with you, I'm going to come to you for your firsts. Okay. Because this is our new thing in the Live Lounge. We like to find out a little bit about our guests by hearing about the kind of musical history. So I would like to know from you, if you can remember, what was the roughly the first album you bought and what format was it in, please?
I can't remember what my first album was, but I bought a vinyl single. It was the first thing, bit of music I ever bought. It was a band called Lip Sync. And the band, the tune was called Funky Town.
I love that song. It's great.
I thought it was fantastic.
So you were funk from the very beginning?
Yeah.
And disco, a bit of disco funk on the go
indeed,
there.
Indeed.
That's a good shout. What about the first gig you saw? Do you remember that?
I think the first gig that I saw, which was probably quite transformative and made me go, oh, that's what I want to do, was a band called Teddy Palmer and the Rumble Band, I think they were. They're an Irish show band.
Ah.
And they played at Port St Mary Regatta.
How lovely!
And they came over a few years on the trot, and I think my mother booked them to play in the Port St Mary's Town Hall.
Oh, that's brilliant!
So it's the first time I'd seen a real band with saxophones, drum kit. Though I was blown away by this. Yeah,
and captivated by the drummer, presumably.
I must have been only, I don't know, 8 or 6 or something like that.
So you think that was maybe where it all started for you?
I think it was. Yeah.
So on the back of that, then knowing that's where it all sort of began for you, do you remember the first gig you performed?
I think I'm thinking that's probably Lorient Festival, believe it or not, the very first one.
Sorry, you played the very first Lorient Festival?
Yeah, this is in 1971, I think.
That's extraordinary.
Right, and I was only 10 or 11 years old then, so and I was there on holiday with my mother and my brother Michael, who's a pine fiddler, and a friend of his from university. And they blagged a gig in a big venue there. I can't remember, I don't know which venue it was. Just saying, oh, we're from the Isle of Man, you know, it's a Celtic, can we play? And they let them do it. So I didn't get to play on that festival stage, but we went round the bars and the cafes during the day playing, and I had a tambourine, and I played the tambourine along with Brother Michael and his friend playing the guitar on his all this lovely old folk music.
Gosh, that's amazing.
And, in fact, I was gathering cash in the tambourine. I was very cute. I had a little hat on and I was a cute little boy. And gathering cash in there. So we gathered quite a lot of cash that way.
Spent it all on crepes.
And when we got back to the digs we were staying at, I actually insisted on having my full third share. So it was my first pro gig.
Quite right too. Is that where you first started wearing the hats as well?
Maybe.
And do you still use them to collect money?
Yeah. But it's a bizarre story. And I ended up going back to Lorient 50 years later.
Yeah. So your time with Clash 4 was the next time that you went back?
That was the next time I went to Lorient.
Do you know, that's so lovely.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm going to do, Dan? Yeah. I'm going to just split things up a little bit. We're going to play Funky Town for you.
Oh,
so we're going to put
wow.
Funky Town on, and then we're going to chat with Aileen and Rob about their first, and then hear another song from Clash 4. But first, a little bit of this. Oh, it's such a great tune. Do you know what? For a first record to buy, Lip Sync Funky Town. Daniel, I'm so impressed with you. And it sounds just as good today, doesn't it?
I'd say it's way aged well, hasn't it?
It has aged well. We're bopping along, Aileen, aren't we?
Yeah, definitely.
Was this in school last week or something?
We have dance in the mornings at school. And a few weeks ago, I chose this for our morning dance for the week.
Good choice. Well, all right, then. I'm going to come to you now, then, Aileen Clegg. So tell us, what was the first album that you bought and what format?
Well, I came into some money when I was at primary school because I went to the Foxdale Bingo with my friend and her mum and I won the snowball. So I went to Woolworths and I bought my first two vinyl albums, which was Madness, Absolutely, and Adam and the Ants, Kings of the Wild Frontier.
Well, that's amazing. They are two very good. Do you know what I was going to say, actually? One of the songs on here has a bit of a kind of ska vibe to it. I can't remember which one it was, and I remember thinking, oh, that's a little bit ska kind of vibe. So that's cool. Well, they are good choices,
I still like them.
Yeah, so you still listen to them now. And what about first gig that you saw? Do you remember what that would
be? I think the first thing I remember where I was really moved by live music was when I was 6, I went away. There was a day trip to Dublin. For the Celtic Congress, and we went away on the boat, and then we spent went to like this little underground club somewhere in Dublin, and then there were people playing from all the different Celtic countries, and I was just transported by it. I was just sat there at the front clapping along to everything, and when I heard Breton music for the first time there, I thought it was amazing. And yeah, so it was traditional music, which I don't really listen to a lot of now.
But. Yeah, and do you remember the first more sort of mainstream gig that you went to, just out of interest?
I remember jumping around to The Problem.
Various places. Good shout.
The one at Glen Helen was always a good venue.
Yeah. I'd forgotten there was stuff at the Glen Helen as well. You see, that's the thing. People bring out so many memories when they talk about this lot. It's fantastic. What about your first gig that you performed?
First Moot one and the first Clashfool one, I think, were both as part of the Mulligennel. So first one was at the Royal in Port Erin.
Yeah, maybe.
It's one of those hotels that's not there anymore.
Yeah.
And then the first Clashfool one was at the Masonic Hall in Peel.
Oh, fantastic.
So thanks to Greg Jockham for inviting us for both of those.
Mulligan on a great night. So, Rob, I'm going to come to you then. Before we hear another track from Clashfool, what was your first album you bought and what format?
First album I bought was a double cassette of Iron Maiden, Live After Death. It had most of the hits on, and you didn't have to buy the other six albums. And you got two cassettes for the price. So, yes, I was quite into Iron Maiden at the time. So, yes.
Yeah, so that's a good start. Yeah. What about think gig that you saw?
On the island, same as Aileen, people like The Problem and stuff like that. Yeah. The first gig I saw when I was at college, I saw the Pogues in Manchester, Academy or whatever. I don't remember the venue, actually, but... That was incredible.
I bet that was memorable.
It was memorable. It was unusual in that it was an all seated venue, which just doesn't work
with the Pogues. No.
And as people ran to the front to dance, the security would eject them. So there was an increasing amount of space around in the gig. I remember Shane McGowan sitting, slumping on the drum riser, and me thinking he's never going to make the microphone to hit. And poof. Every time he managed to hit his note at the right time, and then go back to slump on the... On the drum riser.
Unbelievable. So, what a memory that is. And what about your first performance yourself?
First performance, probably the same as Aileen's, to be honest, which would be whatever that hotel in Port Erin was at the Mulligennel with Moot.
Where we used to do our choir residencies, I think, at the Royal. Mm. I remember that as well. Yeah. Those were the days. Yeah. Well, I'm going to ask you now to introduce another song from the album. I've put in Ching, which means sick. I knew that.
Yay.
Tammy Ching. I'm not them. Hanami Ching. And we're going to hear this now. Tell us a little bit about it before we hear it.
It started off with Anglin, with the piano bit that you hear at the start, and I was trying to think of what could go with it. And I found some fragments of words from an old Manx song, and they're about different things you do in different seasons, but kind of complaining about them, it feels like it's tedious that it's all going round. So I've turned it into a song asking for getting out of a rut.
Great stuff. Well, we're going to hear that now. And just remind us again when people can actually get their hands on this beautiful album.
Easter Sunday, it'll be going live on streaming services. And round about then, it'll be in all good venues on the island.
Or you can just look up Clashfool online, because you are online. You've got good social media and everything as well. Gurumayu, thanks for coming in. It's always lovely to catch up with you. And I have to say, I do genuinely love the album. So do get yourselves a copy of Pulled by the Stars, beautiful artwork as well. This is Clashfool and Ching, and we're going to dedicate this to our pal Anglin Buttermore.
Thank you.
is ching, which means sick in English. And it is the lyric in there. Ching, ching, unsonara, sick, sick in the spring, gathering flowers in the summer, gleaning corn in the autumn, spinning flax in the winter, let the world turn. And I know that's what it says because there are the brilliant lyrics written in the pamphlet that comes with the CD. Clash 4's brand new album is called Pulled by the Stars, and you'll be able to get it from Easter Sunday.
Manx Radio Saturday Live Lounge, supported by Villa Gaiety. For the latest Watson information, visit villagaiety.com.